Hi, this is James Mercer from The Shins.
This is Shirley Manson.
This is Lo Tullist, co-founder of The Cure.
This is Huey Lewis giving you the story behind the song.
The Story Behind the Song is back with an exciting second season. We peel back the layers on music's most iconic hits with legendary artists like The Killers, Heart, The B-52s, Violent Femmes, Jewel, Huey Lewis, Modern English, and more. To keep the music flowing, we'll be sprinkling in classic episodes from our archives between each new one. So check out The Story Behind the Song wherever you get your podcast.
Welcome to Good for a Weekend,
the podcast where two friends talk about Taylor Swift.
I'm Kresty Cornes.
And I'm MK Ashford.
And this is our August Swift Report.
Okay, Kresty, we have so much to cover this month, so let's just get right into it.
Yeah, let's start with something simple. The fact that the first leg of the Eras Tour is over, but then it was extended again. We now have dates in New Orleans, Indianapolis, Toronto, Miami. She's really pushing it, and I'm excited for her. This is going to be like the biggest tour of all time.
I know. I'm excited too. Well, at first I was like, I can't believe she's been touring for, or she will have been touring for, a year and a half. But then I remembered that Harry Styles was on Love on Tour for like
10 years.
3 years. But he doesn't perform the way she does. It's not quite the same caliber of like performance. So I'm really excited for her, but I hope she doesn't like wear down, you know?
Yeah, part of me wonders if she's just like throwing herself into her work right now since she just had a major breakup. And if that's the case, you know, good for her. We all process things differently.
Yeah.
If this is how she's processing by being on the highest grossing tour of all time, then yeah.
Sure.
There are worse ways to do that.
For sure. And I will say, I have mentioned a couple times in our last episodes that I am mad at her. And I didn't really explain why, but here's my time. I did not get the pre-sale code and therefore tickets to the Miami show. Almost no one I know got them. I know three people who did, and I have told them each that I will have to actively try not to be mad at them every time we speak for the next year.
Yeah.
So yeah, Kresty didn't try, but I tried. And I want all your thoughts and prayers because I'm upset.
Okay, but hear me out. This time next year, maybe people will be like sick. Maybe normal people will be like sick of how over, what's the word?
Overexposed.
Like overexposed. Yes, how overexposed this Eras Tour. And they're like, oh my God, is it? Oh, like how normal people felt about Harry Styles' Love on Tour, but like times 10. So maybe people will be bored by then and the resellers will just be like, get this ticket off my hands.
Maybe. I know. That's what I'm hoping for. But also there hasn't been a Capital One or general sale. I wonder, like, I guess they sold out in the pre-sale. I don't even know.
Capital One only sponsored the first leg of her tour. Capital One is not sponsoring the second US leg or the Europe dates or the South American dates as well. And there has been a dip in quality and the VIP merch of the South Americans tickets. And people believe it is because Capital One is no longer a sponsor and there is less dollars to be spent.
Wow.
Apparently the tote bag is much thinner than the one we got.
Oh, I love our tote bag. I use it all the time.
I know, so do I. It's right behind me. But I will be getting that tote bag for my Vienna tickets, so I will be able to compare the two. So stay tuned for a year from now when I can do a side-by-side of my merch boxes.
Oh my God, can't wait. Well, thank you for that information, Kresty. This is why you listen to Good for a Weekend. You get all the info. So many facts.
This is the Swift Report.
Speaking of the tour.
Wait, should we do a bit? And I'm asking our listeners as well, what if we played our music every time we said the word report?
Oh my God.
Our little theme music. The dramatic.
That would be funny. I know. When you said that, I was like, that doesn't really feel like our style to like banter on funny. A script. But yeah. All right. Well, GFAL listeners, let us know. I think yes. That's my vote.
I think it would be quite silly.
Yeah, I agree. It's really funny music.
Yeah, and I feel like it would only happen like once out of turn in an episode. Anyway, let us know.
Okay. Speaking of the tour, other big news that came out was that she gave huge, huge, huge bonuses totaling to $55 million to all the crew that works on her tour, including 100K bonuses to each of her truck drivers, which is really crazy. I love that for her.
And I bet they were thrilled to hear that more North American dates are coming.
Yeah. No, I mean, truly, her crew has to be so talented and hardworking to set up that stage.
That's the craziest stage.
Yeah, they definitely deserve it. Yeah. I have heard a couple people saying that like 100K is nothing to her and like she's making over $1 billion from this tour and blah, 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 blah. But like, really? Like, it's a boat. Like, I don't even get a bonus. Like, I think anyone would be happy with a $100,000 bonus. Yes.
This is on top of their salary. Like, do y'all know how much truckers get paid? They get paid a lot. And I imagine if you're a trucker for Taylor Swift, you get paid even more. And then you get a $100,000 bonus on top of that. They are doing quite well for themselves. They also got handwritten notes from her. Like, that's adorable.
That is so sweet. I love when I keep hearing things about her that confirm her personality and her values. It makes me so happy. Like, things like that. That is something that Taylor Swift would do that not many artists would do. So that makes me really happy.
So now let's pivot from something less valuable. Or to something less valuable. Carly Kloss.
Oof.
What a segue. We did not plan that. That just happened. So
did you just say that Carly Kloss is less valuable than $100,000? Kind of brutal. Damn.
At Taylor's last concert in LA, the one where she announced 1989, it was filled to the brim with celebrities, many being in the VIP tent. One celebrity didn't make the cut. However, Carly Kloss was seated in the bowl, and many people, including myself, found that absolutely hilarious that Adam Sandler got invited and Carly Kloss didn't.
Raise your hand if you had better seats at the Eras Tour than Carly Kloss.
We're both raising our hands.
Oh my God, it makes me so happy.
That's so funny. Why do you think she went?
I genuinely think she went to stir up drama. I think she may have been like trying to support Taylor, but also to stir up drama. It's good PR for her. It squashes beef a little bit. It seems like it, from her side, it might look like she's trying to squash beef, but I really think it was more to make press and make herself look good.
Yeah.
And make Taylor look bad for like not inviting her to the VIP tent. And it literally took away press about 1989 Taylor's version. Like, I feel like that made Carly happy, you know?
Yeah. I just like, what does she have going on in her life that she needs to promote? You know, like, her life must be so boring if this is like her way of having fun.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I think there's so much press around her and Taylor lately.
Mm-hmm.
Even their friendship, but really the Taylor stuff has blown up recently and gotten really mainstream. I have friends that aren't full Swifties the way we are, but have sent me Taylor things. And for them to even see that stuff on their For You page, that means it's very mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
So I just find that interesting. And I bet she's trying to kind of squash rumors about them hating each other or, you know, whatever. But we've all heard it's time to go. We're not dumb.
Yeah. What do you think Taylor thought when she found out Carly was there? Do you think she was told, like, backstage by Tree or someone, or do you think she found out after?
Well, that's a good question. She didn't need to be told because she would never see her.
Yeah.
In the sea of people in the 300s. But I don't know if she, I don't know. I feel like she'd be not happy, but like ready to stunt on her, you know?
I think she would want to be told. so that she wouldn't accidentally say something or do a surprise song that would make people be like, oh, Kaylor confirmed. You know, like, I feel like she would want to be like extra on her toes with her wording. Because you know how people like to really break that apart and look for hidden messages. I feel like they're like, just so you know, don't make references.
Oh, there were literally clips on my For You page of her like looking up to the left where Carly was sitting, quote unquote. I'm doing big air quotes. Like, okay, you could have cut up all the time. She looked to the right too. Like she wasn't like looking at Carly Kloss. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, even if she was like, even if they like thought she was like referencing, like it was just insane. So even that, like she couldn't even look in the general direction of the section without being picked apart. Yeah. So you're right. She probably did know.
It would have been a PR nightmare. You know, Tree was on that.
For sure. So this month, we also saw an unprecedented amount of stalking done by Taylor Swift fans. Anytime Taylor was rumored or photographed to be literally anywhere, swarms of hundreds of fans came and waited outside the businesses very creepily, hoping to get a very blurry photo of Taylor with their iPhone 5S. A glimpse of her shoulder, a wisp of her hair. Like,
it's embarrassing.
It's insane to like line up down blocks. So the obvious one that got the most press was Jack Antonoff's rehearsal dinner and wedding in Long Beach Island, which was truly disgusting and so sad that it became a circus.
Do those people not realize that they are the hunters with cell phones? Taylor has songs about these kinds of people. Mm-hmm. Not to be like an old man shaking my fist at a cloud, but I feel like this is the TikTokification of Swiftiness. I feel like this kind of shit didn't happen before. And it's because people are TikToking her wherever she goes. And that just spreads quicker.
I feel like she looked upset. Like, she didn't look happy to see all these people. And why would you line up two blocks down the road just to scream when everyone else screamed and not even be able to see her? Like, what was the point? Truly.
Like, did you think she was going to do a meet and greet at her friend's wedding?
Yeah. It was so
odd. And I bet she
was
embarrassed, like, in front of her celebrity friends. Like, there were a lot of huge celebrities there. I bet that was embarrassing to, like, know that, like, all of these people outside that are inconveniencing all of these high-profile guests are there because of you. That would have made me so anxious.
I mean, they're all high-profile, but no one lined up down the block to see Channing Tatum or Zoe Kravitz or even, I don't know, the people getting married. Like, it just didn't, that doesn't happen for anyone else. And I feel like Taylor's fans have a reputation of being this way, kind of embarrassing and stalkerish.
I also want to read an entry from Taylor's Lover Diary. Do you guys remember how there were four editions of that and they all had diary entries throughout her life? I want to read one of those entries, quote, "But this mostly perfect life can feel a lot like being a tiger in a wildlife enclosure. It's pretty in there, but you can't get out. It's peculiar to me that after all these years, I still get so anxious when I see a group of people standing amassed outside my house, pointing camera phones up. They could never imagine how much that feels like being hunted. And no matter how big my house is or how many albums I sell, I'm still going to be the rabbit. Because the hunters will always outnumber me. The spectators will stand by, shaking their heads, going, 'That poor girl.' Like we're doing. But the point is, they're still watching. Everyone loves to watch a good hunt," end quote. So sad.
They are the hunters and we are the foxes and we run.
Yeah. Speaking of crazies, wannabe Taylor Swift lookalike Ashley Leachin, aka It's Just Ashley, has gone viral on SwiftTok again for appearing to hire bodyguards and walk around Disney dressed like Taylor. It was later revealed that she was a part of a prank, I'm putting quotes around prank, video with a YouTuber named Nick in the Game who frequently does these fake celebrities at Disney/malls bit. She says she didn't actually hire the bodyguards. This was all Nick's doing as a social experiment. So she flip-flopped between calling it a prank and a social experiment, which I don't think it can be both. And this was also the same weekend as Jack's wedding. So it was like really bad timing because she was like she was practically inviting like these swarms of people to like congregate and follow her around.
Yeah. But like also you should know, I don't know. I guess not everyone knows where Taylor Swift is at all times, but like I knew she was in Long Beach.
Yeah. In addition to this prank / social experiment she did with that YouTuber, she also does this professionally for money. So here's something she posted on August 5th. This is the caption. Calming my nerves before going in front of all the camp girls as their surprise guest. I can't tell you how many times I've stopped cosplaying head to toe as Taylor because of the amount of hate I have received online. But this weekend was one of the best experiences and showed me that there is a whole life, a whole world for that matter, of love outside the negativity on social media. I have officially started this as a fun side gig to make someone's day just a little bit brighter, and also due to the strike. It is not feasible to live in LA while doing background indie films. I will be doing this as a second job because acting is my priority and this offers so much flexibility. This will help supplement my income and it makes me so happy. I will be doing this no matter what the hate I get because I am in my your opinions do not pay my bills era. I can't wait to share the event and the smiling faces of the crowd because even though I can't and don't desire to sing, I was still able to shake it off for the kiddos. This is in no way, shape, or form made to replace at Taylor Swift because there's only one and I don't see the true resemblance anymore, but the public does. Oh my God. So after multiple emails...
Okay, we'll have to get into that in a second.
So after multiple emails requesting me to do events, I am jumping headfirst fearless. I want to bring joy to those who need it. No matter who you look like, just know that if you have the ability to make someone smile, that it's all that matters. I love you, blah, blah, blah. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for all the thousands of positive, blah, blah, blah. All my love, just Ashley. Hashtag, it's just Ashley. Hashtag, you matter. Hashtag, electric touch, Taylor Swift. End quote.
Electric touch.
I know, like, where'd that come from?
Okay. Ew. Okay, let me back up. I think it's okay to, I guess it's okay to cosplay as someone for an event like that. I don't know. I mean, like, people do it for Disney princesses and stuff. What's your thought on that as a job?
I think that's totally okay, and that's totally valid.
Okay, I agree.
But it's different when you pretend like you're not actually cosplaying and you just, like, happen to, like, be this way. You, like, happen to have the same mannerisms and the same slump and the same bad posture and the same mannerisms and the same voice and the same exact makeup and the same exact outfits and the same earrings. You're like, no, like, I'm not even, like, trying, you guys. Like, it's weird when you're like that even in your real life. Like, it's fine to cosplay, dress up. Like, I've been Taylor for Halloween before. Like, I'm sure a lot of us have. That's normal and fine. People who dress up professionally at Disney, that's fine. That's acting. But, like, her whole thing is, like, it's just Ashley. Like, it's just me, you guys. I'm just like this. I can't help it. We have the same bone structure.
And they literally don't because... Have you seen the before and after?
Yes.
She used to look nothing like that. Like,
yeah.
I hate to speculate on this, but she has gotten work done. Like, there's literally no way that she hasn't. There's no way that's makeup. Her teeth are different. Her face is different. She does her makeup differently. Her hair changes with Taylor and her voice has changed. That is psychotic.
Yeah, she got extensions for the Disney walk around. So it would look like the most recent Taylor. And like MK said, when you look at the old photos, it's literally a completely different person. Like, Google her name before and after. These are two complete, even the way they talk, their voices have changed. Because there are old interviews of her, and the voice is so different.
She literally lost an accent and dropped her voice at least two octaves.
Yeah.
I have to link the TikTok in the show notes. It's wild.
And that's fine for while you're cosplaying. But, like, to be like, no, this is just who I am. That's creepy as fuck. Like, who are you? And she has kids. She's married.
It would be less creepy if she would just admit.
Yeah, just be like, yeah, I'm leaning into it. Like, I get a lot of ad revenue on TikTok when I dress up as her. I'm just going to lean into it. If you guys don't like it, just unfollow me. But I'm just going to go all in. I would respect that hustle. I am all about any woman getting their bag. But this is just creepy.
The first video, the reason she's named It's Just Ashley is because someone saw her in a mall, started crying, freaking out. And one of her friends or whoever she was with was like, no, it's just Ashley. It's just Ashley. So that's where it came from. But now she's walking around malls, letting people think that, playing into it, doing the bodyguards. Even if it's for a video, I think she should have realized that was a terrible idea. And I just feel like it's mean. It's weird. Like, if there's children there, like, I don't know. I just think it's mean, spirited, and creepy. I don't like it.
I agree. It's just so disingenuous and frankly frightening to, like, pretend that you are like this on and off camera. And yeah. Also, Andrea Swift commented on one of her TikToks way back in the day, early in her account, saying, "Oh my God, I thought this was Taylor." Ashley then responded to that crying, saying something like, "Oh, you're like a mother to me. Like, you have no idea how much this means." And like, that's creepy. That's creepy. Andrea is not like a mother to you. You don't know her.
Nope. None of us do. Like, funny to call her Mama Swift, but I only appreciate her for raising Taylor. She did not raise any of us.
We do not know her.
I honestly don't know anything about her at all. So.
I know she worked in marketing and she commented on Ashley's video. That's all I got.
Yeah, that's about it. So very weird. I'm scared of that woman. Like, I kind of want to make a reel out of this to get engagement on our Instagram, but then I'm scared of her. So I don't know if I want to do that even.
Yeah, maybe we should block her first and then post it.
I know. I like don't think anyone else would come for us. So
yeah. It seems I haven't seen a single supporter of her, which in a way does make me a little sad for her. But at the same time, like, she is doing this on her own volition. She is buying the clothes. She is watching the makeup tutorials. Like, she's doing this.
She's changing her voice completely and her mannerisms and her posture. So that's on you, sister. I don't know. That's weird.
Yeah. Like, you're choosing this life.
Well, a lot's happened in August. Including 1989 Taylor's Version announcement, new dresses added to the tour.
Rotation, yeah.
All the things, so it's been a really crazy month. Happy to live it, you know?
Yeah.
Just happy to be here.
You can listen to our 1989 reaction episode, and we also have a 1989 revisited. Both of those came out this month in August. And we also want to shout out our listener, Camilla. She sent us the sweetest email. She has been a weekender since day one. And it's just so rare to hear from people like that. And it just really warmed our hearts. So shout out to Camilla. Thank you for reaching out to us. We love getting things like that.
It was the sweetest thing. I hate being this person. But it did make me feel old.
Why did it make you feel old?
I mean, I guess we're not like saying her last name or whatever. But she did mention that she was, quote, born during the Fearless era.
So, yeah.
Okay. I'm ancient. Cool. Thank you. Like, I remember hearing Fearless for the first time. So,
it is a privilege to get old, MK.
It is. You know, it is. And it's a privilege to be on this earth existing at the same time as Taylor. So, truly, yeah. I'm blessed.
We absolutely are.
But I also wanted to say, personally, thank you to Camilla for even including me in that email, because like, I haven't been here the whole time and Allie was a fantastic co-host and that's how you started it. So thank you for welcoming me into the podcast too. It made me feel good.
Yeah. Thanks for sticking with us through the beginning. We've had some rough episodes in the start. So again, thank you, Camilla. And if you want to send us And if you want to send us a sweet email like Camilla did, you can do so. All of our contact information is in our link tree and our show notes. And also, we respond to reviews. If you guys want to send us a lovely letter via review, we would love that as well.
Yeah. Give us a 5-star review and leave a comment. We'd love to hear how much you love and adore us and how awesome we are. You can also connect with us on any of our social medias, Discord. All of that will be linked in the show notes. We love to chat with you guys.
Oh, and just a side note, I have given up on our YouTube. Please don't bring it up ever again. Thank you.
We will be taking no further questions. Thank you.
All I will say is that sometimes it's okay to try new things and then stop it.
If you were one of the two viewers and you think strongly about this, I'm sorry.
What is that Taylor lyric that's like, sometimes giving up is the right thing? That was YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes, wait, what is it? I literally reference the song. How do we reference It's Time to Go twice in one episode? That's weird.
A good song. It's a good song.
It is actually very underrated.
Sometimes you have to walk away. But anyway, thank you guys for listening to another episode of Good for a Weekend. We will see you in September.